we're going to check in with some of the events and activities that we have going on, because there's some, again, that we've talked about for several months now. Well, there's not nearly the number of activities that have been going on. There are some things that happen. If you have something going on, WSJW.com, you can send it to me at charlie@WSJW.com or send it to our news department, news@WSJW.com. Football game tonight, Nouvelle and Carleton playing a football game. It's the second annual service game in support of local and American heroes, with veterans, active duty military, and first responders to be honored. Now, because of COVID-19, the game attendance could be restricted, but the tribute is still going to be paid to those heroes, even with the game T-shirts and hooded sweatshirts available for purchase at this time. For, again, Nouvelle and Carleton and the second annual service game that's going on tonight at 7 o'clock, honoring local and all-American heroes. A special note in from Zion Lutheran Church in Hemlock. There's going to be a special partnership with Operation Polar Drop. And tomorrow, October 17th, at Zion Lutheran Church in Hemlock, there's going to be a chance for you to receive and pick up food, free groceries, another school supplies and goodies and such. While supply lasts, it's all free. Everyone's welcome. Doesn't matter where you're from, what your income level is. If you have a need, you can visit Zion Lutheran Church in Hemlock tomorrow and get the free giveaway. It's while supply lasts, on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll find Zion Lutheran Church, 17927 Dice Road in Hemlock. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning until everything is gone. Partnering up with Operation Polar Drop tomorrow, Zion Lutheran Church in Hemlock. You can enjoy the Frankenmuth Farmers Market season end tomorrow. And to do so, a special harvest festival is going on. And as the market closes, you'll have all kinds of opportunities to enjoy some activities from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. At 534 North Main Street, in between Da Vinci's Italian Restaurant and Frankenmuth Credit Union. That's where you'll find the Frankenmuth Farmers Market wrapping up for the season and with the special harvest festival tomorrow. The Zooboo is going on at the Children's Zoo at Celebration Square in Saginaw, and it's presented by Jolt Credit Union, and it goes on today and tomorrow and Sunday, and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two weekends, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This year's Zooboo does have some changes to follow protocols and such, but still an opportunity to have some fun. Bring the kids dressed in a costume, and you can enjoy a goodie bag and other Halloween treats when you exit. Decorations, as they say, not so scary for the kids to enjoy. SaginawZoo.com to find out more about Zooboo. SaginawZoo.com. If you want something scary, Factory of the Dead continues. Factory of the Dead in downtown Saginaw, with all the safety protocols in mind for you to enjoy this scary experience. And it's going on this weekend. This weekend and next weekend, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday experience. And then Halloween week, it's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, even the first two weekends in November, too. FactoryOfTheDead.com is the online site to go to find out more. FactoryOfTheDead.com, again, downtown Saginaw, for you to enjoy some scary times with Factory of the Dead. Scary, but yet safety involved, too. We have the Midland Arts Organizations bringing classic stories to life with theatrical experiences and StoryQuest. StoryQuest is a 75-minute walking tour, or journey theater, as they call it, with groups of up to six adventurers, kids and adults, as you move between different stations around the Creative 360 building and grounds. Each location features a different set of characters and activities inspired by kids and young adult fiction. StoryQuest is going to be happening tomorrow, October 17th, and Sunday, October 18th. It's by appointment from 2 till 5 p.m. at Creative 360. Find out more by going online, becreative360.org, becreative360.org, and that's B-E for B, B-E Creative 360, becreative360.org. At the Masonic Temple Theater of Bay City, tonight and tomorrow, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's a good just-in-time-for-Halloween kind of flick. Rocky Horror Picture Show, going to be shown Friday at and Saturday, and two shows each night, 8 p.m. and midnight. 8 p.m. and midnight, Masonic Temple of Bay City, Masonic Temple of Bay City tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow. We have a special presentation. I got to turn the page here in my papers, of Late Night Catechism, Back to School at the State Theater in Bay City. There was a performance last night, performance going on tonight at 7 o'clock. Find out more of what you need to do to attend, statetheaterbaycity.org. That's statetheaterbaycity.org. Tomorrow, Saturday, Bay City Players are presenting Kevin Cole playing silent movies. That's going to be at 7:30 in the evening. You can enjoy the chance to go back to the days when movies were called flickers. And there's a special Halloween double feature that's going to be shown, The Haunted House and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, again accompanied by Kevin Cole and his live improvised score. Kevin Cole plays silent movies with the Bay City Players tomorrow night at 7:30. BayCityPlayers.com. That's BayCityPlayers.com. The art at the Anderson continues from the Saginaw Art and Enrichment Commission, presenting the beauty of diversity in my community. The Hemlock Semiconductor 2020 Community Calendar Contest student artwork is going on right now. A special display. It started this past week and goes through October 30th at the Anderson Enrichment Center. It's a competition that was open to high school students in Bay, Gratiot, Midland, and Saginaw counties. The theme was the beauty of diversity in my community. And 21 submissions are on display right now at the Anderson Enrichment Center. And you can view that 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Some events and some activities that we have for you here on the Morning Team Show on this Friday edition.